Good morning. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us on social media, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. And you can connect with us on everything at joeandalexshow.com. Joe's journey, we're going to get right to it. This will be a quick one here. I am feeling great. I've been doing boxing usually 2 to 3 times a week, just like a Title Boxing Club, and I'm loving that. I'm getting a good workout in. I'm getting a good sweat in. I've been trying to walk my dogs more, just the basic things, and I'm feeling better. My clothing is feeling looser, like my pants. They're getting like kind of big, like where they're it's a good problem to have. I'm gonna have to get new jeans, and I get to move my belt buckle in a little bit, like each loop. It's slowly getting there, which is just awesome. It's those little things, because the scale's not moving as fast as I want it to. And to be honest, this past week there was a big football game on TV called the Super Bowl.
Yeah,
and like there was food that I really wanted to eat.
You didn't eat at the Super Bowl party?
No, I did. It's not terrible, but I prefer to come in here and say that I lost weight this week. But last week, I was 384.1. I lost 6 pounds the week before. This week, I was up 1.7 pounds. So I'm at 385.8.
Time to stop pooping. You know how you be.
Well, that's what I was trying to do. I'm like, do we have to weigh in right now? Can I, like, tomorrow morning? Let's come back to this. Let me revisit it. But I'm honestly feeling good. My endurance is up. And I know next week I'm going to have a nice positive loss again.
I think your arms look smaller.
I'm trying to make them bigger. Hold on. What about this?
Weight-wise, not muscle-wise.
Thank you. You know what? Lindsay brought up a good point, though, and this is totally true. I don't know about anybody else. I'm doing good, and I don't know if it's being genuine. I don't mean to be insulting to you, Alex, or anybody else, but you said something to me last week like, hey, I really think I can tell you're losing weight. Were you just saying that to be nice to me?
No, I can.
Okay.
I sit next to you every single day, so yes, I can tell.
Constantly checking my body out?
I can tell. I mean, it's not like a significant amount, but I can tell from just being someone that is always looking at you, I can see a little bit of a difference.
Because other people, like, and this is true. My wife pointed it out when we were talking to one of our trainers there at the gym. She's like, I wish people wouldn't say to him that he's losing weight or doing a good job.
Why? Because she thinks that motivates you better? You're like Tom Brady?
No. Because it's true. Alex, when I can tell like things are getting looser and I'm feeling better, or I can see the numbers going down the scale, or when people give me compliments or DM me on something, or send us a message on the Joe and Alex Show Instagram, I kind of like, yeah, I am doing okay.
And
like,
then you fall off. You get lazy.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I can have a little bit if I'm doing this
well. You know
well.
What? See, this is what annoys me.
Oh, God.
Is that we tried the other tactic, and I was more hardcore about it. And I was very honest, and I was very blunt, and I said things that people said, that's too mean.
It
Alex
hurts
is being
my
too
feelings.
Mean. Yeah, exactly. Because I was telling you, like, you're not trying hard enough. You're being lazy. This is ridiculous. Stop making excuses. And people said, how dare you, Alex? You're the worst. And then now I'm saying, you're doing a great job because you actually lost 6 pounds in a week, which I think is a really fair and good amount for your size, and I tell you that, and then I'm too nice. So you know what?
I didn't say you. I just said as an example, it's like I had all these people filling my head with like, hey, like, wow, you're looking good, and I thought I was looking just a little bit better. I'm nowhere where I want to be, but I can tell like it's kind of working. But I don't want you to be mean. Listen, if you're mean to me or anybody's mean to me, I'm just going to go home and cry and eat food.
I don't know what your motivation should be, because it clearly doesn't motivate you to hear somebody telling you that you suck, and then it doesn't motivate you to hear you're doing great.
Right.
So I don't know what it is
because
that works for you.
Me and Alex were so cutthroat and hard with you like so long, and nothing changed. So clearly that didn't work. And now clearly you're saying that this doesn't work either.
It's one week. I said it was 1 week and it was a Super Bowl party.
Okay, but you also did say that if someone says anything mean about you or sad about you, you're going to go home and just eat.
Yeah,
that means you're emotionally eating, which means there's deeper issues there.
Of course, Liv, there's always been emotional issues there. Hey, Joe and Alex Show, who's this?
Hey, this is Shelly Johnson. How are you?
What up, Shelly Johnson? Joe Pesh, you're on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey guys. Hey, I wanted to do a little shout out to Joe real quick. Listen, I've been working out at FitFlex Fly, and the same problem. When people compliment me on how good I look and how well I've been killing it, I tend to end up at the Cheesecake Factory.
Yes.
So I tell you.
See, it's a real thing. And
that
I'm not,
doesn't make any sense.
How does it
yes,
not make sense?
It
how?
Does, though. It does. And listen, I get it a lot on Instagram. People will message me, and I just get comfortable. I feel like I respond, and I say thank you, and I love it. But then in my mind, I'm like, all right, well, I'm seeing results. I'm going to just give it a little slack, and I'm going to go enjoy myself. Have a little wine at Napoli's or go to the Cheesecake Factory.
You know what?
How about...
let's do this right now, because I think it's just fair. You follow me on Instagram, I'll follow you. You can find everybody's Instagram. Just go search the Joe and Alex Show. And
okay.
And I'll, like, when I see you post something, I'm like, oh, you're working out? Are you working hard enough? Like, I won't be mean, but I'll be kind of like backhanded complimenting you. I'm like, that's good, but I bet it could be better. And that way you won't feel that confident.
That sounds so
twisted.
It. And then you'd be mean to me, too.
I love it. I love it. I'll be like, damn it, Joe, get to work.
Joe,
not working.
I think you're going to be disappointed, though, if you follow her on Instagram, because, you know, I answer phones for a living. And by hearing her voice, I could tell she's already kind of skinny.
You guys are sweet. Oh, my gosh.
No, really, like, I'm serious. I could tell. You probably
What's
just,
your pant size?
You work out to look, you know,
oh
to
my
feel
God.
Good.
Are you allowed to ask a woman that?
I am. You're not. What's your pant size right now?
Well, I'm wearing frame jeans, and I think they're a size 27.
Okay. Gotcha.
I say yeah. I don't know.
I have no idea what that means.
What is your goal pant size?
You know what, guys? I don't really have a goal pant size.
Okay.
So I had a couple kids, and when you have a couple kids, your stomach just doesn't really go back to normal. So
I hear you.
Tell me about it.
We're working on that, but I definitely am not, you know, I wouldn't say I'm fat, but I just want to be in the gym to be healthy and be strong, and I love the energy at F3, so.
I think that's actually a great goal, that you are not necessarily giving yourself a pant size. You're just saying, I just want to know that I'm healthier, and you will know that with your own body. So I think that's a really good goal.
Hey, thank you for calling in. Let's connect on Instagram so we can be mean to each other. That'd be great. Let's take one more call, and we'll wrap up Joe's journey this week. Kristen, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's going on?
Hey, so I just wanted to let you know that my dad's on Weight Watchers, and he's lost like 60 pounds in about, I want to say, a 5 to 6 month period.
Nice! And, shout out to your pops.
Yeah, so he, what he's done is it allows him to still, like, eat sweets. So I heard that you said you ate a lot at the Super Bowl, which who doesn't, because that's a celebration.
Amen.
But he, like, gets points every week, and he also walks, and so that helps him lose the weight. But he's so funny because he's lost about 60 pounds, and I'm like, how much more weight do you want to lose? He goes, I don't know. It's just a game at this point to see how much to lose.
Dang.
That's so good.
His doctor told him he had high blood pressure, and he was almost borderline diabetic, so he had to lose the weight.
Dang. And I wonder if that's what it'll be for me, Kristen, where it's going to be like, hey, Joe, you're going to die in 2 months if you don't lose some weight.
That's what they said?
No, I'm just. I
he
feel
said.
Like,
he said
I,
he wonders if that's. What
I feel like
say.
People get that in life.
Liv,
like,
this is our chance. The Liv and Alex Show.
Woo! Let's go, baby.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
So nice to know that people truly care about you.
I'm just joking. Of course, we would be devastated.
Yeah, right. Breaking news: radio host in an accident. Oh no! I'll do the show.